What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists, known perverts, and Mormons.
What do you like?
Nice! Nice! Yeah, nice! Nice!
Good morning. It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. You know what that means. It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday here at the almighty CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Absolutely gorgeous day outside. It was not supposed to be. And that's kind of why I planned my set in advance for a change. And, well, we got some dead people to talk about to start off this show. Obviously, happened this weekend. Ronnie James Dio, who died at age 67, labeled the greatest heavy metal singer of all time. Obviously, taking over Black Sabbath from Ozzy Osbourne, defining a completely different sound with Black Sabbath and stuff like that. But his solo career definitely had a huge influence on me as a youngster. And we're going to start off with a tribute to him. We're going to hear. If you need to own one Dio record, this is the one I can highly, you know, say without a doubt, this is the one you want. And I'm talking about Holy Diver. This is his debut. This is Dio on a Noise.
Tiger, you can feel his heart, but you know he's mean. Some like
Yes, rest in peace, you little metal troll. Ronnie James Dio, dead at the age of 67. Last Saturday, we heard Holy Diver off of his debut solo album with the title track, Holy Diver. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM. Like I said, we're going to talk about some dead people for the first bit of the show. Obviously, it would be remiss of me if I didn't talk about yesterday. And, you know, May 18th. 1980, a young lad from Manchester decided to end his life and end a potential musical legacy, and inadvertently spawned another musical legacy. Of course, I'm talking about Ian Curtis from Joy Division. And, very few people know, though, there is a weird connection with Joy Division and my personal favorite band, Throbbing Gristle. Whereas lead man from Throbbing Gristle, Genesis Peorage, had a friendship with him. And he insists, now you can take this with as many grains of salt as you want, because Peorage is an amazing con man and an amazing publicist, self-publicist, I should say. But he insists on the night of the 17th, 18th, May 1980, Ian Curtis phoned Genesis Peorage, and he insisted possibly could be the last person that he talked to. Now, Ian Curtis was a very, very big fan of the Throbbing Gristle track Weeping, originally put out on the 1978 release DOA, the third and final report from Throbbing Gristle. But this is an excerpt from the exhaustively researched biography on Throbbing Gristle, Simon Ford's Records of Civilization. On the night of 17th, 18th, Ian Curtis committed suicide. Quote, Genesis Peorage, he had insisted to me several times that no matter what else went on in his world, he would never go to the USA to do a tour. He would rather die than go to America. He knew that if he went, he'd be trapped in carrying on and on and on with Joy Division, that there would always be new convincing reasons and persuasions as to why he would do just one more record, just one more tour, just one more interview ad nauseum, until there was nothing left of him or the integrity of his original idea. I know a lot of people had a lot to lose if he succeeded in quitting. According to Peorage, Curtis rang him on the night of the 17th of May and began singing Weeping. Quote, he was distraught, anguished, angry, frustrated, and seriously depressed. He felt that somehow he'd let matters slip out of his grasp and control, that nobody cared what he wanted, what he needed, and more importantly, how much he did not need to tour and be, quote, Joy Division. I phoned various people in Manchester and told them I really thought Ian was planning to kill himself. that they should get to him immediately or call the local police, or it might be too late. When I was challenged, they asked me how I knew. I said I just knew. It was a totally convincing feeling. They basically ridiculed me and said, Ian's always depressed and suicidal. That's just how he is. They persuaded me everything would be fine and that I should not call anyone else or call the police, and that it really wasn't any of my business and that I was just panicking. I intended to travel up to see him that week if he managed to call off the tour. I felt so helpless and I cried all night until the Valium kicked in. Weeping was written and performed on Valium. That's what we're going to hear right now. Throbbing Gristle with Weeping, and then something by Joy Division.
Thank you.
Song that truly captures the tortured soul that was Ian Curtis's 30 years ago yesterday. Ian decided to cease existing as the final track on Closer. Decades we heard there. I thought it was I always think that's a much more effective song than what everybody chooses. Everyone usually picks Atmosphere when describing his death and, you know, anguish. I wish they used that song there decades at the very ending of the pretty good film. Oh, God, what's it called? You know, the Ian Curtis movie that just came out a couple years ago. And someone call me and tell me 822-2487 and go, blah, oh, Control. Thank you. God, I remember now. Yeah, not enough coffee today. Sorry about that. But yeah, fantastic song, fantastic album, belongs in every collection. And before that, we heard some Throbbing Gristle, wherein lead singer Genesis Bjorge insists that that was like the last song that Ian listened to right before he topped himself. So there you go. Like I said, you can believe that if you want. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is A Noise. And coming up now, brand new Jandek album, a couple of weeks old, but it's actually gotten some more rotation than most Jandek albums in my record collection, actually. Camber Sands Sunday is the name of this new one. And it was recorded on the final day of the 2006 All Tomorrow's Parties Festival in England. And it's also his 62nd album in 31 years. So try and digest that. And but this one in particular really captures, it's the band that he started with, Richard Youngs on bass and Alex Nielsen on drums. And this is after a few shows that they've already played. The infamous Scotland show was where he broke his visual silence, if that makes any sense. That sounds pretty pretentious, I'm sorry. But yeah, this new one is really something else, and this track has been getting a lot of repeats in the office and at home. This is Jandek with Hair of the Dog.
Thank you. me through the morning of the night before.
Wandered into the folk oasis. Welcome to it.
Stop the world and let me on.
You are indeed listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I've been trying to keep my mouth shut, baby. I've been trying to change my dark ways, maybe.
Yes, 8 to 10 p.m. every Wednesday night. It's me, Val, hosting 2 hours of eclectic roots music.
I went downstairs to hear the sound. Broken lean and singing song now.
Folk Oasis.
In the PM, you're listening to A Noise on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Luke Mead here, and let's move it. It's a gorgeous day out. That always puts me in kind of a psychedelic mood, and so for the next, 20 or so minutes, we're going to have some long, drawn-out, jammy pieces. We're going to start off with some Sun Ra. If you're a fan of the show before this one, Pop Drones, hosted by the wonderful Mark Richardson, you'll be no stranger to this band at all. Sun Ra, a insanely prolific psychedelic group, cranking out an album as many times as I brush my teeth, so that's not saying much, is it? Cameron Stallone is the leader of it, and this is from this text is from Tiny Mix Tapes. It says Cameron Stallone's has a very mystical way of discussing his craft. In a July interview, the band behind Sun Ra used a syntax seldom heard from other musicians, building, quote, resonant fields, establishing a, quote, language, and, quote, speaking the word. Cameron Stallone's and his not fun brethren keep busy and remain prolific. And, yeah, we're going to hear something off of their more recent one, Heavy Deeds. And Tiny Mix Tapes go on to see Heavy Deeds stands out not only among as the best of this year, but also among the best of Sun Ra's catalog. And it lies in Stallone's ability to layer and create the perfect sum total of what is occurring in his head. This is Sun Ra with the last track of Heavy Deeds. This track's called All Night Long.
Thank you. ATR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. We went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape, that means,
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
12:32 in the p.m. and CITR 101.9 FM is what you're listening to. A Noise is the show. What did you just hear there? Well, I had a caller ask if it was the new Acid Mother's Temple, and it was not. It was actually, I think Acid Mother's Temple were still just knee-high to a grasshopper when that track was released. That was Stockholm, Sweden's legendary Baby Grandmothers off of the wonderful compilation that has been scraped together of all the existing recordings that the Baby Grandmothers. They were a very, very short-lived band, but probably one of the most important bands out of the Swedish psychedelic scene. Most known for this club that they played in, that they were, they used to be known for all-night-long jams. And the club was called Philips, and it was basically where all the Swedish bands that I play that I love, Hansen & Carlson, Parsons Sound, all those kind of guys, all used to play there, but Baby Grandmothers were the reigning kings of that scene, and they were known for all-night jams with people such as Jimi Hendrix, Mothers of Invention, that kind of thing, even though the only proper recorded thing they ever put out was a 7-inch that was released in Finland, of all places. But Baby Grandmothers went on to become the Mekki Markmen, who were the first Swedish band to tour the U.S. properly. And but yeah, great stuff. Track was called Somebody Keeps Calling My Name. Coming up, Vancouver's been having a bit of a renaissance in the last couple of weeks because there's been two amazing films kind of celebrating our city going around at the Doxa Film Festival, the Documentary Film Festival. One is, of course, No Fun City, which doesn't really paint us in a great light because our liquor laws and our, you know, our gig venues are, like, the laws retaining them are absolutely archaic. And I really wish, like, No Fun City's been going on for like 5 years. This film is being made and it's finally released. And I really wish there was a footnote at the end of it that could proudly say, well, now it's changed and now we have lovely gig venues everywhere and blah, blah, blah. And we all live happily ever after in our punk rock oasis. Well, no, it doesn't. Vancouver still is absolutely one of the most primitive cities when it comes to accommodating live music with liquor and stuff like that. So be sure and check that out. But the other one is Bloody But Yet Unbowed, the history of the Vancouver punk underground. Have not seen it yet, but I did go to the after party last week and at the Morrissey, and it was pretty cool. All the who's who glitterati that were there, I was sitting between two dish rags and a pointed stick. Now, only Vancouverites will know what that means. But yeah, it was pretty cool. But one band that I think never gets enough attention, if you ask me, is our legendary noise band, Tunnel Canary. And Tunnel Canary formed nearly 30 years ago at the height of Vancouver's early punk scene amidst DOA, No Exit, Subhumans. Tunnel Canary emerged with a sound more in common with the then still like power electronics scene and a militant attitude more in line with straight edge hardcore and East Asian aestheticism. Influenced by avant-garde guitarists like Fred Frith and Keith Rowe, contemporary electronic composers like Tudor, Stockhausen, and Cage, and no-wave bands like Mars DNA, Tunnel Canary produced a volatile and often violent mix of pure noise, synthesizer music, free improv, and confrontational performance art. Centered around the chaotic guitar noise antics and synth compositions of guitarist Ale Cahine, now known as Nathan Holliday, coupled with the accusatory and often absolutely hysterical caterwauling of vocalist Ebra Zeron, and supported by the tasteful and powerful bass punctuations of David Scheftel, Tunnel Canary's unique sound sits somewhere between the spheres of post-industrial, proto-power electronics, and noise, while remaining outside the aesthetic trappings of any of those genres. Get the earplugs out. This is Tunnel Canary with the album that started it all, Jihad.
Yeah! Thursday, God's almost dying!
You wake
up. I am about to not eat!
I've been so forlorn.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the Vancouver Area Cycling Coalition's Bike to Work Week from May 31st to June 6th. Join thousands of others cycling and celebrating. Bike to Work Week encourages people to try biking to work and celebrates with those that already do. During the week, visit commuter stations to enjoy free food, drinks, bike maps, bike maintenance, and fabulous prizes. You can win a new bike for recruiting the most coworkers to join your team or for recording your commute online. There's a bike a day giveaway just for logging your commute. To register and track your progress online, visit biketoworkmetrovan.ca.
Yes, indeed. Biking to work feels really good. Lord knows I did. And yeah, it's absolutely nice out, so no reason not to. Yeah, we just heard Vancouver's own Tunnel Canary all the way back to 1981 with a Jihad. Thanks to the kind folks at Rundown Sun Records for re-releasing that Vancouver classic. And we're wrapping up the show. Stay tuned. We have the Afternoon Yak coming up. We have the Green Majority, your only source for conservation information, hosted by the University of Toronto's sister station, CIUT. 2 o'clock is Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Gouin. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio, a go-go with Mr. Frank Rumbletone, the best in garage rock and or roll music. 5 o'clock is the Arts Report this week. 6 o'clock, Reel to Reel. 6:30 is Sasquatch's Hideaway with Anita B. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Sexy in Van City with the lovely Caroline. And 11 o'clock, Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. Either way, we're wrapping up the show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. We're going to leave you off with what we always do, something off of the infamous Nurse with Wound list. And this one, yep, it's a play before, but I don't care. I love this record, and it's gorgeous out, and this is nice and mellow. Of course, I'm talking about the masters of the genre of krautrock, Cluster, Dieter Möbius and Rodelius, backed with Connie Plank, producing this whole sonic mess. Hawaiian guitars are used on here, audio generators, amplifiers, organs, cellos, and hellas, all the way back to January 1971. This is one of my favorite records of all time. This is Cluster from 1971 with no titles given here, but enjoy. Yeah. And that will just about do it for yet another edition of A Noise. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for listening. This is Cluster off of their debut album All the Way Back. Cluster with a C, by the way. There was a Cluster with a K. Same group, different sound, if you will. But this is their first time as Cluster with a C, all the way back to January of 1971. And this has been reissued by the great label Four Men with Beards. Available at finer record stores everywhere. Until next week, this is Luke Meat signing off, saying if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.